Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel. We are on page 246. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Heviu lefonav dova shebirchaso borei pri ha'etz, v'dover shebirchaso shahakol. So a person has in front of him something that's ha'etz and something that's shahakol. Again, obviously he wants to eat both. So borei pri ha'etz kodemes. He first makes the bracha on the borei pri ha'etz before he makes the shahakol. Why is that? Says the Mechaber, shehi chashuva, that's more chashuv. And we'll see why in the Mishabura. Mechaber says, she'eino poteres elo dover echad, because the borei pri ha'etz only patters up a fruit. And therefore it's a more detailed bracha, as we'll see, more detail in the Mishabura. That gives it more chashivas, as opposed to a shahakol, which is more of a general bracha that covers, as we learned, all foods. Therefore the borei pri ha'etz comes first. V'chein borei pri adama v'shahakol, and so too if you have two foods, one's a borei pri adama, one's a shahakol. So borei pri adama kodemes, for the same reason, a borei pri adama is going to come before a shahakol, and again, because it's a more detailed bracha, as opposed to shahakol, which is all-inclusive and includes everything. V'nheviu lefanav pri ha'etz u'pri ha'adama. And if the person has in front of him a pri ha'etz and a pri ha'adama, so the Mechaber paskens eze mehem sheyirtze yaktim, he can choose whatever he wants first, he can make the ha'etz first, he can make the ha'adama first, it doesn't matter. V'yesh omrim sheborei pri ha'etz kodem. And some say that he bedavka should make the borei pri ha'etz before the borei pri ha'adama. That is the sheet of the Bahag that we saw in the beginning of the siman that the Bir Halacha brought down. So let's see the Mishabura now, beginning in Sefkatan Yudalad. The first case was you have a borei pri ha'etz food item and a shahakol. The borei pri ha'etz comes first. V'afilu min hasheni chaviv alav. Even if you like the other min more, that shahakol, still you make the bracha of borei pri ha'etz before you make the shahakol. The Shaar Tzion and Oz Tes points out v'chein hu adin l'inyan pri adama. The same thing is true by a pri adama. You'll make a borei pri adama over a shahakol even if you like the shahakol food better. The cost of a pri negadim. The afilu madova shebrechasu shahakol ugam mimin shiva. Even if the shahakol food item is really coming from the zayin minim, kigon duvsha de tamri. For example, it's date honey. Afilu hachi pri adama adif. Still, you make a borei pri adama before you make a shahakol, even if that shahakol is honey that comes from dates, so it's really rooted in zayin minim. It doesn't matter, the adama comes before the shahakol. Sifkatan tezvav. The reason you make the ha'etz before the shahakol is that is more chashuv. Pirush, de birchas borei pri ha'etz mevoreres tfei al eze mevorech. The bracha borei pri ha'etz is more clear, it's more detailed on what you are making the bracha. V'chashuva hi mibircha shahakol. And therefore it's more chashuv than the bracha of shahakol. She'ena rak bracha kolelas l'chol aminim. Because shahakol is a general bracha that includes everything, so the more detailed you get in your bracha, the more chashuv the bracha is. If you look at note number 12, he brings down a beautiful pshat from the Levush. Ubetamach hashivus shel bracha mevureres yosem mibracha kolelas. Why is it more chashiv to make a bracha that's more detailed over a bracha that's more general? So the Levush explains, Mipnei shabracha miyuchedes marbe b'shivcho shel Hashem yoser me'akolelas. The more detailed, proteistic a bracha is bringing out more praise of Hashem than the general bracha. Sharehi mora al hashgacha protish Hashem yisbarach mashgiach abriyosa b'davar zeh b'miyuchad b'shevach v'ilu yoser l'acheos bo kol chai. Says the Levush, the reason why a more detailed bracha has chashivas over a more general bracha is because the more you're makir the detail in the bracha, you're makir more detail in Hashgachas Hashem. That's also the idea of why the poskim tell us that when you daven, you should be very detailed in your davening, not general, because the more detailed you get, the more you're being makir that Hashem runs by Hashgacha every single detail of what we're davening for, not just the general things. Therefore, it says the Levush, the chashivas of the ha'etz over the shahakol is that it's more detailed. We're being makir the hashgacha of Hashem in a greater fashion. Says the Mishabura Vaitis according to Zion. V'chein borei pri adama. We said if you have a borei pri adama food and you have a shahakol food, the borei pri adama comes first. Chashuva nami mishahakol. That's also a more chashuva bracha than a shahakol. The mevorer ba bracha rak minei pri adama. Because again, it's detailing more, it's clarifying more a fruit that comes from the ground. Which is not the case by shahakol, that includes everything. The alkane, and therefore, kishamivin lefanav yayin sorof imir kachas. If a person has brought in front of him some whiskey, with merkachas, which is some kind of jelly, either it's ha'etz or it's adama, yivarech al merkachas tchila, you make the bracha on this merkachas first, avshaya in sarav choviv olav yoser. Even if you like the whiskey more, you make the bracha of the adama or the ha'etz before you make the bracha on the whiskey, which is shahakol. Then the mechaber told us, so after he said shahakol loses to ha'etz, shahakol loses to adama, what if you have a ha'etz and adama together? So the Mechaber brought two shittas. The first shita he brought down says, whatever you want, you could do first. And yesh omrim that the bar priyates goes first. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Yerzayin, Ezimahem, the ain't talui klal b'chaviv. You do not have to factor in at all what is more chaviv to you. L'deya rishona shebesif aleph, according to the first shita that we saw in Sif Aleph, when you have two separate brachas, we said, choose whatever you want to make the bracha on. Chaviv doesn't play a role. Because here the brachos are not equal, so it taps into that halacha that we saw in Sif Aleph. Uliyesh Omrim Sham, according to the Yesh Omrim that we saw in Sif Aleph, when you're two different brachos, you go by what's more chaviv. So Myri Hachosh Shneim Chaviv and Allah Bishava. So when we're saying over here, you make the bracha on whatever you want, we're talking about where the chavivas is equal. Because according to the second shita we learned in Sif Aleph, you make the bracha on what's more chaviv first. Here we're saying make the bracha on whatever you want. So obviously they are both chaviv, and therefore the next darga is do whatever you want. Sif Katan Yudches, the Yesh Omrim told us over here that you make a bari priya eitz before a bari priya dama. V'hiskimu ha'achronim denochon lino ki Yesh Omrim hazeh im shneim shavim bechavivas. Says the Mishabura, the Achronim agree that it's proper to follow this Yesh Omrim to make the bracha on the eitz over the hadama if they are equal in their chavivus. But clearly, if there's one that's more chaviv over the other, the chavivus does win out, like we saw earlier in Sif Aleph in the second shita, which was the Ikar shita, that the more chaviv wins. If there's no aspect of a greater chavivus, so then you just have a bari pri eitz, bari hadama, then you should be knowing to make the eitz before the hadama. Achin, however, in pri hadama chaviv olav yoser mevarach al chaviv, like he just said, but if the hadama is more chaviv, so then you would make a bracha on the chaviv. Only if the chavivus is equal, then the ha'etz comes first. Like we learned in Sif Aleph, v'chein in pri hadama hu min shiva, and so too if the pri hadama is from the Zion minim, kigon kloyo shelchitim. For example, it's roasted kernels of wheat, v'tapuach versus an apple. Or you have the kloyo shechitim with one of the zayim minim fruit. You make the bracha first on the chita, the bari pri adama, on the roasted grains of wheat. Shehu min shiva the kodemes apasuk. Number one, it's min shiva, so it wins out over the apple. Number two, it's earlier in the pasuk, so even if you have one of the zayim minim, chita wins out over it. So you'd make the bari pri adama on the wheat before you make a bari pri ha'etz on the other zayim minim, and certainly before you make a ha'etz on the apple. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit, Kol HaKodem BaPosuk Eretz Chitu Seora Kodem LaBracha. We mentioned this earlier in the Hakdama. Whatever comes earlier in the Pasuk that discusses the Zayin Minim, that starts with Eretz Chitu Seora, takes precedence when it comes to the Bracha. The Eretz Basra Hivsik HaInyan. And as we pointed out already, the Pasuk starts off with Eretz, and then there's another word Eretz in the middle, that's Mafsik. And that adds chashivas to what's close to that eretz as well. V'chol ha-samuch lo, and whatever's closer to the second eretz, chashiv meha-me'uchar mimenu l'eretz kama. If you're closer after the second eretz, you take precedence over some that's further away from the first word eretz. Hilkach, therefore, t'morin kodmim la'anovim. The pasuk says, eretz chita usa'ora. Let's read the whole pasuk. Eretz chitu seora v'gefen u'te'ena v'rimon. So if you want to discuss the anovim, that's gefen, that's number three. Eretz chitu seora gefen, it's number three. Put that against the tmarim. By the second eretz, you have eretz zei shemen u'dvash. So the date is number two after the second eretz, and the grape is number three after the first one. Therefore, the Mechaber says, tmarim are kodmin la'anovim. Even though they're later in the pasuk, but they're closer to the second eretz than the word anovim is to the first eretz. Shezeh sheni la'eretz basra, because this, the tmarim, are number two from the second word eretz. Vizeh, and this, the grapes, are shlishi la'eretz kama. So we go by what's earlier in the pasuk. However, the word eretz in the middle splits up the pasuk, and it really goes by what's closer to either word eretz. Says the Ramah, V'davka she'ochal anovim kemo shehem. That which the tmarim are going to override the anovim is only if you're eating the anovim, as grapes. Avalim osa mehem yayin. But if you made the grapes into wine, she'koveya bracha l'atzma, which establishes a bracha on its own, a borei pri agefen, chashuva v'hi kodemes l'varecha l'tchila. That has more chashivas and that wins out. So the tmarim go before anovim, but if anovim made it to wine, the wine, the bar pragofen, will go before the tmarim. Aval ma'isa kederim mishes mine dogon hi chashuva yosim mebirchas ayayin. However, if you have a dish made from the five grains, you have a mezonos, that goes before even the wine. Then the Rama ends off and says, Kol ha-nemar samuch la'eretz kama kodem l'ma she-nemar samuch la'eretz basro l'achar she-shavalo v'smicha la'eretz. So we just said before, if you're number two from the second Eretz, you're number three from the first one, number two from the second one wins out. Let's say you have position number two versus position number two, then the one that's after the first Eretz wins out. So only if the second word Eretz, you're closer to it, you win out over a further one from the first Eretz. But if it's equal, you're either in first place or second place, so then the first Eretz wins out over the second Eretz. That's what the Rama ends off the Sif with. We'll see great detail of all these halachas now in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah begins in Sifkat and Yutes. We said whatever comes earlier in the pasuk of Eretz Chitu Seora goes first for the bracha. The mikra zeh choshev haminim shenishtabcha behen Eretz Yisrael. This pasuk calculates and counts for us the meaning that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. The chol hamukdim ba pasuk hu yoser choshev ma'amu'ucher. The earlier you are in the pasuk, the more choshev you are than the things that are later. L'thikach hu kodem la'bracha. Therefore, you take precedence when it comes to the bracha. V'chita u'sa'ora dekra. Very important point over here, which seems to be against what we just said in the last Sifkatan Yuches. Here he says, V'chita u'sa'ora dekra. That which the pasuk refers to wheat and barley that are kodmin l'shar haminim, that come before the other minim, hu davka sha'osem mehantashil. It's davka wheat and barley that were made into a dish. Lahar be poskim, according to many poskim, like we'll see next time in Mirtz Hashem, in Sifhei. In other words, when we say that wheat takes precedence, it's not a roasted piece of wheat, which is hadama, which we said in the last Sifkatan. Here we're saying, according to many poskim, that which chita and saura takes precedence over the other ones, because they're the closest to Eretz, it's only that when they're made into a mezonos dish, they have more chashivas, not when they're just roasted grains of wheat, which is hadama, then it would not take precedence, according to all these poskim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayitei Sifkat and Chaf. If you are earlier in the pasuk, you are kodem labracha. Even if the other min, which is written later in the pasuk, is more chaviv, you go with the earlier one in the pasuk. The kasu ha'achronim dechashivus min shiva lahakdim rishon lasheni hu rakish shenigmar ha'pri. This whole idea that what's earlier in the pasuk gets the bracha first is only when it's a completed fruit. Aval in lo nigmar, if the fruit is not complete, it's not ripened. Kigon zayis kodem shegodel hanetz. Like an olive before it grows the nates around it. Avshu rishon la'eretz basra. Even though the zei shemen is right after the second word eretz, chashiv yoser ha'me'ucher mimenu. That which comes later is more chashiv than it, because it loses its chashivas, because it is not a gemar pri. Demashen nishtavcho behen eretz Yisrael. That which the land of Eretz Yisrael is praised with this fruit, hurak b'gemar pri, v'chol ki agavna. It's only when the fruit are complete, and not when you have this unripened fruit, it does not have the chashivas of the Zayin Minim, Lagabe, the precedence over the other Zayin Minim. Sivkoton Chof Aleph is going on that which the Mechaber says, that the Eretz Basra is Mafsik, and if you're closer to the Eretz Basra more than someone else is to the Eretz Kama, you went out. Dekenu Seder HaMikra, this is the order of the Pasuk, Eretz Chitu Saura, Vegefenu Teina Verimon, Eretz Zeis Shemenu Dvash. And from the Eretz in the middle is the beginning of the order. Like the Mechaber said, whatever is closer to the Eretz in the middle of the Pasuk is more chashu than things that are later from the first word Eretz in the beginning of the Pasuk. Therefore we said, Tmarim, which are in position number two, come before grapes, which are in position number three from the first Eretz. The Kodon Chav Beis, Tmarim Kodmim, as we said many times, when the pasuk says, Eretz, Zei shemen udvash. The dvash refers to dates, and therefore dates are in position number two. You make the bracha on them. Tchila sivkaton chav gimel. This is going on the Rambam that said that when we say that the dates are going to get the bracha before the grapes, it's only if they are still in the form of grapes. But if it's made into wine, then the wine takes precedence over the dates. Hainu afilu l'zeisim. Wine not only overcomes the dates, it also overcomes the olives, which are in position number one after the word eretz number two. Shehi rishonu l'eretz basra. Even so, the wine will get the bracha first. Sivkaton chav dalet is going on that which the Ramah then told us. Even though the wine takes precedence over the earlier zayaminim, however, mizonos even takes precedence over the wine, the gavi making the bracha first. Says the Mishabura Ichashuva, Shigam Birchas Bore Mine Mizonos Ibracha Mivoreras. Because the bracha of Mizonos is also a bracha, a clear, detailed bracha. Kamo Birchas Hayayin. Varehi Kodemis Liayin Bakra. So since Mizonos is a bracha Mivoreras, and Bore Pragafin is a bracha Mivoreras, we go with the Mizonos because that's earlier in the Pasuk, because it says Chitin Saora first. Now, there's a couple of very important points over here in the notes. Note number 16 points out that the Bir Halacha told us earlier that Borei Mizonos is like Shehakol. The same way Shehakol patters everything, Mizonos also patters everything. So it's a little bit funny. The Mishavua over here is referring to the Bracha Mizonos as the Bracha Mevureres, like Ha'etz and Hadoma and Borei Pragothim. We learned earlier that the Chavetz Chaim holds that Bracha covers everything like Shehakol. It's a more general Bracha. That's an interesting ha'ara we did see over there in the notes that the Aruch HaShulchan argues and says it's not. But the Chavetz Chaim brings the poskim that say that it covers everything. So it's a little funny that he calls it here a bracha mevureres. Number two, the fact that we're saying anything that's mizonos takes precedence over wine. So the same way that when we make kiddush at a suda, we cover the challah. Because really the bracha on the bread should be before the bracha on the wine, but Kiddush has to come first, so we don't want the bread to be embarrassed that it's being left aside when it normally goes first, so we cover it. If one's making Kiddush and he has Mizonos in front of him, he also should cover the Mizonos for the same reason, because we see over here, the bracha of Mizonos comes before the bracha of Hagafen, but because we have to make Kiddush before we eat the Mizonos, we put Kiddush first, it's not fair to the Mizonos, might be embarrassed. That's discussed in note 17, you should cover the Mizonos as well. Continues the Mishabura, we are in the second line of Sikkot Nechav Dalet. V'nokar ha-Ramah mechameshes minei dagon. The reason why the Ramah uses the expression of anything made from the chameshes minei dagon, even though it only says in the Pasuk, Chita and Seorah, which is 2 out of 5, La'ashmeinu to teach us, Da'av kusmen v'shibo, la'shu'al v'shipon, even the other grains, which are the rye, oats, and spelt, the Mizonos, foods that are made from those grains as well, come before the bracha on the ayin. Because they're also considered types of chitim v'sorim, and we saw this earlier as well. We said in the last point of the Ramah, that if you have something in position two from the first eretz, and something in position two from the second eretz, so then the first eretz wins out. Very important, Mishabura, Miloshon Ze Mashma. From the language of the Ramad is Mashma, Dechitim U'Saorim Dekodmin. That which we say, Chita and Saora come first, Hurak Mehashava Lahen Bismicha La'eretz. That's only they come before the things that are in the same position by the second word, Eretz. Kemo Chitim U'Zeisim. Chitim is position one, Eretz Chita. So that would come before the Zeisim, Eretz Zeishem, and they're both in position one, so the wheat wins out over the olives. Usaorim l'dvash. And saorim, which are in position two from the first eretz, will win out over the tmarim, the dvash, which is in position two from the second eretz. Shu tmarim, aval saorim. But saorim, hainu mazun hanasa mehen kemosh mefarshis of hay. But when it comes to saorim, or at least the mizonos dish that's made from barley, lazesim lo. But barley is position two from the first eretz, zeisim are position one. The Ramah says when you are in equal position, so then the first eretz wins out. But if you're not in equal position, for example, you're saorim, you're position two, and you have olives, which are position one from the second eretz, it's mashma that the olives would win out over the saorim. Aval ha-levush kosav, the levush argues, and he writes, the birchas borei minei mizonos, hikodemus lakol. Since the barley dish has a bracha mizonos, that wins out even over position one from the second word eretz, which is the zesim. V'chein eskimu harbi achronim, and so to agree many achronim. And if you look at note number 19, he writes, v'chein echriya b'shal shuvas igris Moshe k'levush. So if Moshe l'alach l'may says, well, that the mizonos will win out. So even though the Ramah says position one over here wins out of position one over there, mashma that position two over here does not win out over one over there. That's like we said earlier. But again, if it is mizonos, if it's one of the five grains, which barley is, so then it would win out even over position over number one. That is the psak of the levush, and Rav Moshe goes to that psak. We will stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Siv Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.